загорелы, это самое, да вот человек.
Ничего!
Ничего не пишите!
Пишите!
Ничего не читайте!
Читайте!
Ничего не говорите!
Ничего не печатайте!
ይሳቅ ማምቦ በጣም ያስደስታል ብስጭትን ሁሉ ያስወግዳል ሁልጊዜ አትክዙ ተደሰቱ ያልፋል ሁሉ ነገር በእውነቱ ነገር የለም ስናየው ለተከት መረበሽ ምንድነው ስለዚህ መንግዴ ማንከፋ ጠንክረን ብንሰራ አለን ተስፋ ቀርበ ህብረት እንሰራ ቤታችን ያምራል በሚያኮራ እንግዲህ እንሳት በህብረት ተስፋለን ደጋፊ ወደፊት
Hello, everyone. This is Blueprints for Blackout, edition number 5. And today we're going to be listening to a whole bunch of great Ethiopian music that's been selected by Terry X. That first track was from Haile Selassie's National Orchestra, and it was for the National Theatre. Terry's here with me, and he's going to tell us some stuff about this and plenty of other things that we're doing today. So, Terry, hello.
Hey, Andy. Hi. Great.
So, that last song that we just heard, it's strange because when you hear it, it doesn't really sound like traditional Ethiopian music even. It has a kind of odd...
No, it's when it started when Haile Selassie once was on a state visit and he was welcomed by a brass band and he really thought, oh, I have to have a brass band too. So he bought all these instruments, saxophones, and he invited a conductor from Armenia. So that all you can hear in this music, it's still not very Ethiopian, but it's getting there.
And because he's in Ethiopia, where did he get instruments from?
He ordered them from France, from Selmer, straight. And I mean, wow. In a way, he had hundreds of instruments imported and really fanatic.
Great. Okay, I'm going to play the next two tracks, and they're by an amazing singer called Ayela Mesfin. Me and Terry met Ayela in Addis once when we were traveling there, a really brilliant guy. And I'll tell you the names of them afterwards because they're quite hard to pronounce.
Let me tell you what I'll do. I'm not afraid of the dark.
So that was Ayela Mesfin, an amazing singer, really great. I love his voice. And that was actually the last track was with the Police Orchestra, and the track before was with Getachew Mukuria, who did a solo on the sax, also with the Police Orchestra. Yeah. Ayela. What does is he still alive, Ayela?
Yeah, he even played on the Guess Who Festival 3 years ago, and it was an incredible surprise. He is in America, and then he won the lottery, and then he moved to America. So really bizarre. And then I didn't expect too much, but he was full energy and great voice, and jumping off the stage, running on the balcony in the audience with a cordless mic, amazing. Great.
And we saw him once in Addis. I thought it was in a cassette shop.
Yeah.
He used to have a cassette shop.
Yeah. That was really the cassette shop where the reel-to-reel tapes were on the floor. And I bought a few copies, and then we weren't too critical. But then two cassettes, they hardly had any sound on it. So I went back to the shop maybe to change them or... And he put them on, and he was just singing along really loud. And we thought, okay, it's great.
Great. Okay, so the next track is by Tilahun Gesese. And I think for Ethiopian people, Tilahun is like, I don't know if you call it the best, but he's just like
he is the most famous. Yeah, and the most, everybody's into him. And I mean, he's such a big name, and I saw him twice. Not one time, there was a tribute concert for him in the Hilton. He couldn't walk anymore and was sitting in front, and all people were singing for him.
Yeah.
And then the second time, it was the 50 years of National Theatre, and we were all there with Getachew. He invited us, and then suddenly Tilahun comes on the stage on crutches and starts singing. And everybody was crying, 1,500 people crying, including us. You couldn't stop, Gord. It was amazing, Gord.
Great.
Yeah.
That was Tezera Haile Mikael. And Terry's going to pronounce the name of the song because I can't.
Thank you, Andy. It's very complicated. Negagir Alachu Getenye Semi. I don't know what it means, but
and who is it? Because I've not seen his name on any Ethiopic CDs or anything. I've not come across him.
No, it was funny. I got this CD by an American Ethiopian guy who put out a lot of stuff, and he gave it to me, and then I realized it was the guy who wrote Tezera Haile Mikael. He wrote nearly all the songs for Telahun and Mahmoud, and he was really influential, but totally unknown in his music. So it's great.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah,
nobody knows about him.
No,
because also Mahmoud and Telahun are like.
Yeah, he wrote echt really for all these superstars, and he was unknown himself.
And before that was Telahun, a song called I can do the easy pronunciation, Soweci Menyilahu.
Yeah,
and his Imperial Bodyguard band. Yeah. So far, we've had a police orchestra and an Imperial Bodyguard. What is that? Why are all these?
These were the kind of names. Institutions, and Haile Selassie thought, I give them all the brass stuff, and then they can play. So it was it started off from marching bands, but then of course in the evening and at night they all start going crazy and playing, and then dozens of bands came from that. You also had the speed band and many things.
Great. So it's a bit like they learned to play in a kind of institution or something, and then later on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's great. Okay, next song. Zunesh Bekele, really another amazing singer from Ethiopia. And that last song was with, again, with the Imperial Bodyguard Band. They all have bodyguard bands. And it's called Felagote. And the song before was also by Bezunesh, and it was with the Dalak band called Neuzare. And all of these songs were made before the Derg communist time, or what's the story with that?
This is maybe a bit overlapping, but I mean, just the Derg came in 75, but then still people were optimistic and they stayed, and you had dozens of bands and all this, what you just heard, going crazy and going unique. And then slowly the censorship came in, and then horn players were fleeing to America and away, and so slowly it collapsed also a bit. And then the next song is a good example of that, because
of the instruments.
You can really see here she's in the studio, and there's a cello player left, and
oh, that's and really one. Sad, yeah,
but still the song is great, of course,
but but you feel like you lost a
in the whole build-up of the music. It was a disaster, of course. But on the other hand, Tlahun and Mahmud could stay because they were mightier than the government. That's a phenomenon in itself.
So the people just wouldn't have accepted it if they'd...
If you couldn't put Tlahun in prison, because then everybody would revolt.
So they didn't even try? Or?
No, they didn't even try. They knew.
Oh. Okay, well, I'll play this Hirut track. Me and Terry heard this song maybe 20 years ago or something, and we were listening to all this stuff on cassettes, and mostly it's with horns, and suddenly this song comes with really strange reverby cello and it's fantastic. No, that's not it.
Play.
Thanks. Okay.
Most by no other by the car. boom by the pa, catch and corner bere, oba tuni sara, mna le petaria, perash baderka.
Yeah. ketem seto lebbe asbatem ajabi wa besto ala kenye watem ingetem enna lebbe asbeshem ekataish besto ala kenye bushim ekataish besto ala kenye bushim. Yo fekertet bemoded wazema marata tentok chohate yesema tokau teredau yewtin enejmer lebehono kartwal kesaga ተመስጦ ልብ በያስባትም አጃቢ ወበስቶ አላገኘ ፋትም ድንገተመኝና ልብ በያስበሽም ተከታይሽ በስቶ አላገኘ ውሽም ተከታይሽ በስቶ አላገኘ ውሽም Tale kasmet merkuz ba ta vespa eyab kene kene bebe sapeva o perkebe amorau melkten ya semash begonile meta and I honor fakadish Jalla zush kan albarchi Avajesh barcha zush
So that was Maluka Malesi and the song. It's Maluka Malesi and the Venus Band. So we've gone away from the Imperial Bodyguard bands to the Venus Band.
Mm-hmm. There were many.
and it's not called the Laughing Song, is it? It's called Alegengewatim.
Perfect.
And it's a 7-inch record on Kaifa Records. What's the Kaifa record label? What was that? I mean,
yeah, Ali Kaifa, he started a record label and then started releasing all these bits of vinyl in this explosion of bands, and it's there are many, 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 and it didn't sell so many because not many people had record players, yeah. Of course, but it was fantastic. He did it at the time,
and it was based in Addis.
Based in Addis, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And you can hear from the big marching bands, and also all kind of small bands started, like this. Maluka Malesi, you just heard. He started when he was 15, and then he had this little band, and everybody did something he liked. And the next track is also fascinating, that it's made by two women singers, and they made an LP on Kaifa, and they sang the whole LP, 10 songs, exactly in unisono, which was not normal, but they thought, ah, that's a good idea, and they did it. And that was many of Ethiopian recordings from that period.
Okay, and they're called Aselefech Ashina and Getenesh Kebre and Army Band.
Yeah, listen to that.
Aselefech Ashina and Getenesh Kebred and Army Band. Sorry that I didn't mention before the two tracks before, which were Hirut Bekele, which is another amazing singer. I don't think she's related to Bazunesh.
No.
And the first song was this cello song that we talked about earlier, where what it seemed like is that there was only a cello and an organ player left in the studio when a lot of them had to escape and leave during the communist time. But a great track, still the same. Mm-hmm. And after that was a 7-inch called Tefero Denkno, which is from 1971.
Yeah, great track.
Yeah. She was... Hirut was also in Amsterdam. She also played in Amsterdam. The last track, which we unfortunately we won't be able to probably finish because of the time, is again by Tilahungasesi. We played one earlier, and it's on a cassette. I don't have the title of it.
I have somewhere. But
yeah. It's a great track.
Yeah.
And we'll leave it. We'll leave this. And thanks, Terry, for bringing all this.
Thanks, Andy.
Scratched records in and wobbly cassettes.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening.
Great.
Let's Nachtlich kein Träumer trennt, sie irren dir über die Verstand.